Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dockless bicycle rental companies. They're sprouting up all over the place. The latest battleground city, San Diego, where three companies moved in seemingly overnight. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS and Chronicle insider, Phil Matier. Phil, are they coming for San Francisco?
Oh, they're already here. Yeah, they're already in the Bay Area. You know, it is the latest trend in mass transit, and it's a blend of some of the oldest mechanical business you can have, a bicycle, and tech. The ability with your phone to lock and unlock these bikes, rent them via your phone, have it all cash taken care of, hop on and go wherever you're going to go. Now, the most prominent ones we see are the docked bikes. Those are the blue ones that you're likely to see in Oakland, San Francisco, and San Jose. They're by the Ford Motor Company, and they entered into this sort of exclusive agreement in the area to put their bikes out there. They don't make money off them. I mean, at this point, nobody's making money off them. They're all being subsidized, but they were supposed to get the exclusive deals. But then cities like Alameda brought in Lime bikes, and then other bikes started popping up as well. And these are ones that you don't need to put at a dock. You can pick them up and drop them off anywhere, and they are starting to pop up on the streets all over the Bay Area cities and smaller towns as well.
If you look on Lime Bike's map, I found one in Visalia. There are about 200 of them in San Francisco, which does not have an official deal with Lime Bike. And Phil, the challenge with these things is people park them where they park them. And that ticks some people off who say, wait a minute, that, it's an eyesore if they're bright green, or it's in the way of the curb cutout for wheelchairs. Fill in the blanks.
Exactly. And that was the back and forth that was going on when they arrived in San Francisco. Who actually owns the streets? Can you tell somebody to stay off the streets of San Francisco? Well, we've learned with Uber and Lyft, no, you can't. You know, that's public roadway. Then it became like, where you park them on the sidewalks? And it was like, well, you can't actually park them where you park a regular bike because they get in the way too. But you're going to have to possibly face fines and such if they're blocking the sidewalk, like you said, Stan. So those are being ironed out. But let's take a look at a couple of the bigger waves here. First off, there's a lot of money being invested in this. These are startups, and they're getting their millions of dollars from venture capital funds who see something might shake down. A lot of these companies are going to go out of business over the next couple of years because there'll be a shakedown on it. But already, there's a new trend coming. It's starting in San Francisco and spreading around the Bay Area. Jump bikes, have you seen them? They're orange and they're electric.
Yes. Well, you know, Lime Bike's got an electric version too. So, I mean, this is just the tip of the spear. This is going to be going on for a while, isn't it?
It is. And the big shift I think you're going to see, and you're going to, if you can give us a little insights into this, is the electric bike. It's one thing if you're going to go and rent a bike, but chances are you have a bike. But if you're given the option of an electric bike, Stan, what makes that so much more attractive and seems to be the wave of the future?
I think a lot of people don't like to sweat when they ride a bike. I like to sweat
when
I ride a bike.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.